WDE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Pope Francis has suffered an asthmatic respiratory crisis requiring a high flow of oxygen and blood transfusions. Kane University history professor Christopher Bellito says it may be time for the 88-year-old Francis to step down.
I've often thought that when the time comes, he would resign. Of course, Benedict XVI opened the door to that.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
We got something going here in Madison. Power play goal, Simon Tassie. 2-1 Wisconsin. Stops one and another again to his left. He scores. Oh, he ripped that one over the glove hand. William Grima, like an octopus in a broom closet.
We are America's college hockey capital.
The relentless resilient
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Good evening, hockey fans, from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. It's the regular season finale. The Wisconsin Badgers take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Adam Morrison is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin alongside on Brian Posick. Well, last night, Wisconsin snapped a six-game losing streak with a resounding 7-3 win over the Fighting Irish, a season-high 7 goals in Big Ten play for the Badgers, who jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Irish cut it to 2 in the second period before the Badgers took a regained a 4-goal lead at the end of 2 and then won going away 7-3. Rylan Mosley, 2 goals, 4 points. Quinn Finley with 3 assists as the Badgers improved their record to 12-18-3, 7-15-1 in the Big Ten. Notre Dame fell to 9-21-1. 3-17-1 in league play. Irish have lost 5 straight, outscored 25-10 in that span. More about Notre Dame in just a bit, but as far as the Badgers are concerned, a feel-good win for a club that desperately needed one.
To say the least. I mean, yeah, a win is a win is a win, and it's not that they did it sloppily or they had big-time luck. They earned every goal that they got last night. I think they outworked especially defensively by comparison to Notre Dame. A couple comments from people here in press row like last night is Notre Dame allergic to playing defensive hockey? I'm not sure how that all works, but no, I think they took advantage of the situation, and you could see Notre Dame's had some heads hanging in the third period, and that's not what we've seen even when the Badgers were in their six-game losing streak. Didn't see a lot of heads hanging, and to get rewarded for bouncing back by that, I think it was a monumental win.
But they need to repeat that now exactly. With a tournament starting here in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, and it is, and I really question, you know, the scheduling right now, because if they do well here tonight and come off with a sweep and everybody's in a good mood, and then you got to sit for 2 weeks.
True. There is an exhibition game
correct.
A week from tomorrow against the National Team Development Program prior to the start of the Big Ten Tournament, March 7th, 8th, and 9th. As of right now, looking at games going on in the Big Ten, if Penn State pulls off an upset at Michigan State, the Badgers will finish in 6th place in the league, and that would mean a trip either to Columbus to take on Ohio State or Ann Arbor to take on Michigan. Right now, the Wolverines idle while the Buckeyes trail Minnesota 4-3 up at Mariucci Arena. A lot still to be decided here tonight and then next weekend when the other 6 Big Ten teams wrap up their regular season.
If it's like any of the competition in the Big Ten, it used to be in the WCHA.
Yep.
Everybody's calling to find out the score on the final Saturday of the year to find out where they're going to go next week.
And it used to be we would pick up our telephone on press row and we would call press row around the country. This is prior to phones and internet and all that stuff. I remember doing that a long, long time ago, just waiting, hoping they would pick up the phone so you know what was going on wherever it may be. It could have been at Mariucci Arena. It could have been at Mankato. It could have been Denver or Colorado College.
The other part of that is that, what was the guy's name at Michigan Tech who had the hockey score line?
You got me there. I'll remember it. Kirk Hembroff replaced him. I'll remember it.
Anyway, yeah. Jeff Sauer would walk out of the locker room and said, "Where's a payphone?" Right. I was like, "Oh boy!"
Dropping a couple quarters.
Now I know what we're living through
or
here.
Or maybe a dime at that time. Badgers and Notre Dame. We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he gonna do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Defend the Ad Council.
Here at the Kohl Center in Madison, final regular season game of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Wisconsin, a 7-3 win last night, joined by Mike Hastings, the Badgers head coach. And Mike, I know we were talking last night in the pregame show. It's been a battle to get to two, sometimes three of late, but you get seven last night and smiles all across the bench, I suppose.
Yeah, you know what? We probably gave up a little bit more just from taking some penalties as the game went on, but what a great start for us, you know, and for us, get the crowd into it right away, get the lead, build the lead, and continue to go with that through the first period. It was probably one of our best 20 minutes. Then came out, gave one up early, got it to 4-2, and I liked our response. We were able to get those two back by the end of the period, and I thought it was a good night for us.
Some pretty goals, some gritty goals, unselfish goals, a snipe from Zach Scholes as well. You look at Simon Tassie getting on the board. Owen Mellenbacher had his first
two-point game as a Badger. Adam Pietila scores his first as a Badger. Horbach with a shorty. I mentioned Zach Schulz, too. You know, Ryland Mosley obviously chipped in with a lot of help from Quinn Finley. But when you have that secondary scoring, that makes a world of difference.
We're a different hockey team when we get it. And so I thought our horses ran last night, and I thought there were a lot of people right behind them. So it was a good effort for us last night.
Mosley had 2 goals and 4 points, a career high. 35 points for him. I mean, he was a good player at Michigan Tech. He just keeps building on that here at Wisconsin in the 1 year he's had.
He's consistent, and it's on his dailies, too. I thought Quinn Finley had, again, got back to getting to the far post and using his speed, and I thought those two guys were incredibly effective last night. And, again, our depth showed last night. We need it to continue.
Unfortunately, though, Zach Schulz out of the lineup tonight, a little banged up. But the good news, Joe Palatichuk is back. He's missed a lot of games this season with various injuries. So you get Joe back, but unfortunate about Zach. Thankfully, you've got a week off. I know an exhibition game next Sunday before the playoffs begin. How is Zach, and how is Joe for that matter?
Is Zach's upper body kind of day-to-day? We'll have to manage him next week. Joe's in great shape. He's excited to get back out and play. He's a competitor that's had some adversity go his way from the injury bug, and he's been doing everything that he can to make sure that he's prepared for tonight, so we're excited about him being back in the lineup.
Yeah, and happy to see the success that Weston Knox had last night, too. He's been chomping at the bit to get in the lineup, and he got that chance and provided some offense for you.
Yeah, and he defends. He's hard. He's heavy. And you know, there's no questioning his want to, and he's a guy that when we've needed him, he's stepped up, so hopefully he can do that again for us tonight.
Badgers and the Fighting Irish on senior night. More with Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors' Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
It is senior night here at the Kohl Center. Tommy Scarfone, Ryland Mosley, Cody Laskowski, Daniel Lotch will all be honored. A year ago, Anthony Kerr and Owen Lindmark went through the ceremonies. They'll watch their teammates go through it tonight. Mike Hastings with us. And senior night, there's always mixed emotions because I know the kids would like to keep playing, but lives move on after college hockey.
Yeah, you know what? It's the next step in their journey, whether that's to pro hockey or whether it's out in the professional world. Business-wise or whatever they choose to do. And you know what, the guys that are going out interesting bunch from a couple of perspectives. One, we've had, you know, Cody Laskowski's been here a year. Ryland Mosley's been here a year. The other guys, you've got a guy that's been here for six, you know, because he's already gone through this ceremony. And I just, you can get a little bit nostalgic, but you want to remember your last game being successful. And so I know those guys are excited about donning the jersey, playing at the Kohl Center tonight in front of friends and family and fans. But the most important piece of this is going out and getting it done for that group.
Yeah, and I appreciate what you said earlier in the week, too. You know, we can honor them tonight, but the best way to honor them is to play as long as we can with them, right?
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about that multiple times, and, you know, I get a little selfish. I don't want that to end, because they're incredible human beings. Not only have they honored their families, their name, but they've honored the University of Wisconsin because of the type of human beings that they are. And so to have them have that opportunity as long as possible is the best way we can pay that back.
Finally for you again, you pot seven last night, which is good to see. Build off what you did last night, but also correct a couple of things too. Your penalty kill, I know you'd like that to be better, and you got to keep an eye on their top line, which was pretty good last night.
Yeah, you know what? They're, I think out of the 24, 25 shots that they had, 12 of them are on the power play. Mm-hmm. You know, so we've got to be a more disciplined group tonight and make sure we're not giving them seven. That's not something that has been habitual for us. And so we addressed it. And I think the guys will take that to heart. And if we keep them off the power play, I think it gives us a better opportunity to try and compete. When we play 5-on-5 hockey, that's our best hockey.
That's the Badgers head coach, Mike Hastings. Wisconsin and Notre Dame right around the corner. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up, with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
On the National Crime Prevention Council.
We'll be right back.
Back here at the Kohl Center, it's senior night here at the Kohl Center as the Badgers will honor four seniors this season. Two last year not going through the ceremony, Owen Lindmark, who tonight will become the 12th player in school history to play in 170 career games. Lindmark with 74 points in his six seasons with the Badgers. His parents, Monica and Steve. Anthony Kerr's parents, Kim and Glenn, down from Winnipeg. Anthony will play in his 162nd game of his career tonight. Anthony's getting his master's in real estate. He's a smart young man. I know one of your favorite defensemen over the last number of years. Owen Lindmark, he owns a business, finance, investment, and banking degree and sports leadership master's degrees, working on his master's in higher education as well. Owen Lindmark may be smarter than Ian and I put together.
Well, I don't know. I went a lot of years. It doesn't mean I'm smarter, but I went a lot of years.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting because when they had the opportunity for those guys to come and have a fifth and in Owen's situation, a sixth year,
because of a medical
you get into a – could have done a lot of partying and maybe gone to class every so often.
Yeah.
But as you can tell by the amount of tags on the end of their name, they went to class.
And then being honored tonight, Daniel Lodge, the senior defenseman, played 126 games in his career, a personal finance major. Cody Laskowski transferred from RIT, 24 games with the Badgers, 148 in his career. He's getting his master's in exercise psychology. Tommy Scarfone, 28 games played as a Badger after playing in a lot of games for RIT in his first 3 years, 118 total games for Scarfone, 65 career wins. His parents, Natalie and Caesar, are here. Ryland Mosley's parents, Lisa and Stephen, are here from Arnprior, Ontario. Mosley, a career-high 35 points in 33 games here with the Badgers, 161 games, 114 points, and 52 goals for Mosley. He is a marketing major. And I wanted to mention, too, Laskowski's parents, Kevin and Christine, are here tonight as well. And then Daniel Lodge, who had season-ending surgery in January. Unfortunately, unable to go after the frozen confines. His parents, Mark and Lisa, have made it here from Altoona. So senior night, the Badgers and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. We'll tell you what else is going on in the Big Ten in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to saving Zion at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Back here in the Kohl Center. Wisconsin, again, honoring the seniors here tonight, going through a pregame ceremony. The puck is scheduled to drop in about 10 minutes or so, the Badgers and Notre Dame. You know, the Fighting Irish, Ian, known for their defense, generally speaking, under head coach Jeff Jackson, his 20th year, two wins shy of 600 for his career. Defense has been the issue, though. They're giving up over four goals a game in Big Ten play, 3.5 per game overall. Their record 9-21-1. I never thought I'd see a Jeff Jackson team give up five goals or more in 10 different games in a single season, but that's what's happened here this season.
I mean, every time I hear that the goals against is up, I ask the million dollar question: is their defense as that bad, or has their goaltending been that bad?
Sure.
I mean, there's a significant difference between the two, and with Jeff being an ex-goaltender and having great goaltending coaching, I have a feeling that the goaltending's been pretty good, but they're pretty porous in the defensive zone.
Yep. Well, the Badgers took advantage last night, winning 7-3. Again, the season high in goals scored in a Big Ten game. They had scored only 8 goals in their previous 6 games, all of which were losses, but the Badgers prevailed last night. Also, let's take a look at the rest of the Big Ten. And this evening, Minnesota beat Ohio State 6-3 to complete a sweep at Mariucci Arena. Connor Kurth had 2 goals for the Gophers, who scored 2 empty netters to hold off the Buckeyes. And then Penn State scored 2 goals in the first 2 minutes at Michigan State tonight. Aiden Fink, the nation's leading scorer, added a power play goal in the second period. And the Nittany Lions held off the Spartans 3-2. Penn State now 9-1-4 in its last 14 games. Michigan State lost for the fourth time in 6 tries. And so as you look at the Big Ten standings, Minnesota has leapfrogged Michigan State for first place. Gophers have 46 points. The Spartans with 44. Ohio State has 40 points. Michigan in fourth place with 32. Penn State currently in fifth place with 31. The Nittany Lions can still get to fourth, no better than fourth. But Penn State will finish no worse than fifth. Meanwhile, Wisconsin will finish sixth now because of Penn State's result against Michigan State. Notre Dame will finish last. Next weekend, Michigan State goes to Notre Dame. Minnesota plays at Penn State. Michigan visits Ohio State next Thursday and Friday. And Wisconsin will either be headed to Columbus to take on the Buckeyes, Ann Arbor to take on Michigan, potentially, although no, that's out of the realm of possibility, too. Wisconsin will either go to East Lansing or go to, they could go to Minneapolis, too. You know what? Why don't we just wait till next weekend? Right?
Your prognostication skills are confusing
Pathetic,
me.
Pathetic, yes. Did I not tell you? My degree in college was not in prognostication.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it was only in communication. And I did not communicate my prognostication very well.
No, that's very, very good. You're not a spokesman for the lottery, no. I can tell you that.
No. Oh, by the way, also, the longtime radio announcer at Michigan Tech was Bob Olson, a very dear man. He was fantastic. Passed away in 2018. He's the guy that put together the old WCHA hotline for scores, and that was a lot of fun. But, Dirk Hembroff has since replaced him and does an excellent job.
As a graduate assistant, that was one of my jobs. After the game, I'd have to go into the locker room and make a long-distance call to I can't remember the call numbers for the station now. But anyway, and either Bob or his wife would answer. And I'd go, Wisconsin 4, Michigan Tech, or Minnesota 3, in overtime, goal scorers, blah, 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 blah.
Thank you for calling.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Again, Wisconsin and Notre Dame coming up here tonight. Let's get to our UW Health Sports Medicine injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. As Mike Hastings told us in the pregame show, sophomore defenseman Zach Scholes out of the lineup tonight with an upper body injury. He scored last night, and he hopes to be available by playoff time in a couple of weeks. Joe Palatichuk is back in the lineup. Joe's missed 11 games this season with various injuries, but he will be in the lineup tonight. Meanwhile, Daniel Lotch out with a season-ending injury, and also out is Cody Laskowski, who hopes to be ready for the playoffs in a couple of weeks. Badgers again have that exhibition game next Sunday against the National Team Development Program. That's a 6 o'clock face-off, pregame at 5:30 on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Quick trip lineups. We'll go first with Notre Dame. Their head coach, Jeff Jackson, in his 20th year with the Irish, 416 wins, 26th season overall, 598 victories. Their starting goaltender is Owen Say, the junior from London, Ontario, transfer from Mercyhurst. Say, 7-13 with a .307 goals against and .912 save percentage. He got the hook last night after giving up 8 goals on 11 shots in 13 and a half minutes, but Jeff Jackson said afterwards, Say got hung out to dry.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, he got put out on the desert, and everybody standing around him had a bottle of water and didn't want to do anything with it.
Starting defenseman Ryan Hallowell, a senior from Burnaby, British Columbia. Axel Kumlin, a junior from Stockholm, Sweden, 4 goals and 16 points for Kumlin. And then the forward line for Notre Dame, left to right, sophomore Brennan Ali out of Glencoe, Illinois, 6 goals, 17 points. The centerman, Danny Nelson, sophomore from Maple Grove, Minnesota, 12 goals, 23 points after scoring a goal and 2 points last night. And Cole Knubel had a goal and 2 points last night, the sophomore from Grand Rapids, Michigan, 10 goals and a team-best 32 points for the Fighting Irish. For the Wisconsin Badgers and head coach Mike Hastings in his 13th season, 337 wins, 139 losses, and 30 ties. Starting in goal, Tommy Scarfone, the senior from Montreal, 10-13-3 this season with a .254 goals against, a .900 save percentage. Scarfone stopped 22 of 25 shots last night to get his first Big Ten win since beating Michigan in Ann Arbor back in December. Starting defensively, junior Ben Dexheimer from Edina, a goal in 16 points, and Anthony Kerr, the fifth year from Winnipeg, 10 assists, playing in his 163rd game. And the starting forward line for the Badgers tonight, Quinn Finley, who snapped a 6-game pointless streak last night, the sophomore from Swamico, 19 goals and 37 points. Gavin Morrissey, the freshman from Rochester Hills, Michigan, 31 points in 33 games for Morrissey, and Rylan Mosley, a career-high 35 points with 16 goals, potted a pair with 4 points last night, the fifth year from On Prior, Ontario. So those are the quick trip lineups, and the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Remarkable. On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger Hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horvath to Lindmark!
Six straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
With Ian Perrin, the referees tonight, Andrew Brueggemann and David Marcotte, Jonathan Sladek and Chad Roethlisberger, the linesmen. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Another fine crowd on hand here tonight. Over 12,000 here last evening. Even more expected tonight. The Badgers ranked second behind North Dakota in attendance in Division I college hockey this season. Great to see this place filling up even more and more. Despite a rough season for the Cardinal and White. But, hey, the playoffs start in a couple of weeks, and anything happens or can happen then.
Yeah, you just get in a situation where once maybe you've got all your bad habits out of the way by the end of the season and you're playing for, you know, they're, call it pressure, whatever you want to call it, but nobody wants their season to end, so maybe they will give that little bit extra that we never thought they had.
All right, the Badgers come out with Owen Lindmark, and in honor of Lindmark, the sixth-year captain, is getting the opening faceoff on senior night tonight. Unfortunately, he lost the draw, but the Badgers play the puck in their own zone. Scarfoni back around behind the net, collected by Anthony Kerr up the ice, intended for Ryland Mosley near the benches across the way, deflected into the Notre Dame zone. Irish try to clear, held in for a moment by Lindmark, played out to center ice. Swinging and missing was Danny Nelson. Joe Palatichuk in the vicinity. Joe played it back into the Notre Dame zone, now back up through neutral and all the way back into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Home whites for the Badgers. Cardinal pants and gloves and helmets, numerals and letters. Wisconsin diagonally down the chest. Navy blue uniforms for Notre Dame with the Notre Dame right across the front of the jerseys. White and gold trim and the shiny golden domes they're wearing here tonight. The Badgers 6-1 against Notre Dame, and Mike Hastings 7 times coaching Wisconsin against the Fighting Irish. And the Badgers took 4 of 6 in South Bend, winning last night 7-3. Here's Tyson Dick with a shot deflected off the stick of the defenseman, Jimmy Jurcev. Picked up by Christian Fitzgerald. He sauced across for Weston Knox, the freshman defenseman behind him. And now it's Kyle Kukkonen spinning away from pressure. Fed ahead for Tyson Dick. With a backhand, Kukkonen shovels it into the left corner. Quickly after it, the Fighting Irish. They'll break out. Justin Janicki, their captain, points in 14 points in his last 11 games with a goal and an assist last night. Dumps it into the Badger zone. Weston Knox behind his own net. Fends off the forechecker, Hunter Strand. Got it off to Lindmark. Now here's Tassie, his shot from the right wing. That was deflected behind the net. Tassie, Lindmark, and Ryan Botterill, the freshman, had a chance low right. Couldn't get a stick on the puck. Dexheimer at the red line and sends it midair and deep into the Notre Dame zone, and hustling after it there, Henry Nelson, 6'1", 200-pound defenseman from Maple Grove. Steal by Ben Dexheimer. Then he lost control. Strand now will bump it off the backboards, and Notre Dame will take it from there. Nelson took a hit but maintained possession. Had man to Silanoff. Now he flips it into the Wisconsin zone, and the Badgers back to get it as Notre Dame changes. 2:15 into the first, no score. Owen Mellenbacher, a goal and an assist last night. First two-point game for the sophomore forward from Fort Erie, Ontario. Good for that. Good to see him do that. Now Sawyer Scholl with a good hit on Tyler Carpenter, but Notre Dame in transition. Good play defensively by Joe Palatichuk to slow down Nico Jovanovic. And from behind, Logan Hensler picked up the new loose puck. Breakout pass to Adam Pietila to the red line. Reaching for it, Mellenbacher deflects into the Notre Dame zone to our left. Irish after it there. Jaden Kerr from Elk River, Minnesota, didn't play last night in the lineup here tonight. Got the red line, dumped it in, and the Badgers go to get it. And both teams skating 5-on-5, 3 minutes into the first period.
Oh, look out, he's winding up.
Quinn Finley with speed circling in his own zone. Headmans to Mosley, deflected into the offensive zone. But Say, the goaltender, paddled it out to Danny Nelson. Near side, Knubel. Drop pass, right wing, Ali. Put it in front of the net, deflected by Nelson. On goal, Scarfoni ready for it. Top of his crease. On his knees, made the stop and covered. 16:44 to go in the opening period. No score, the Badgers and Notre Dame.
I will honestly say that the best and most clean breakout pass that Notre Dame has had is when Owen Say passed the puck as the goaltender up to the left winger and they just walked out of the zone. Not something you see a lot.
Face off to Scarfoni's right. Fitzgerald, who last night won 7 of 11 faceoffs, wins this draw. And Anthony Kerr from a tough angle throws it on the Notre Dame cage and Say makes the stop. And gets a faceoff, 16:37 to go here in the first period of play. Yes, Say only played about 13 and a half minutes last night. Nicholas Kemp came in, the freshman from Morton Grove, Illinois. He gave up 4 goals on 20 shots. And while Say left trailing 3-0, it was Kemp who took the loss because Notre Dame ended up scoring 3 goals. Kemp was on the ice when the Badgers scored their 4th, which proved to be the game winner. Oh. Here's a shot by Dexheimer, more of a shot pass, trying to hit Morrissey. Backdoor, didn't connect. And Notre Dame's Mastro Domenico up to center, flips it into the Badger zone to our right. Anthony Kerr walls off Janicki, freeing the puck for Dexheimer. Thought about going up the boards, thought better of it. Tapped it behind the net to Kerr, refeeds Dexheimer and does the same now to Kerr. And Anthony waits, little token 1-1-2 forechecking pressure, if you will. Now here's on the rush. Finley looking backside left from Mosley. Couldn't hit the back of his stick. Now Morrissey trying to set up Pilatichuk. Waddles his way down the left wing. Morrissey shot blocked by Janicki. Ricocheted out to center. Morrissey picks it up, sweeps it in. Badgers touch up. Need a change. 4 minutes plus gone by in the first.
All set up the way it was supposed to. Board to the high centerman at the top of, except for that Notre Dame player with his leg in the way. Everything worked out good.
Tyson Dick forces a turnover in the offensive zone. The Badgers heave it deep. Christian Fitzgerald working the corner wall. Cut off by Strand. Puck wobbles near the top of the right circle. Irish have it. Strand with speed. Although not that much speed on that rush. He's very, very quick. Notre Dame whistled for offside. Little pushing and shoving afterwards. Sure, the Fighting Irish not in a very good mood, having lost 5 in a row. And really, they've just struggled since getting off to a 5-2 start. Only 4 wins since November 2nd. That's a long, long stretch. 4 months of
drought.
Averaging 1 win a month.
Yeah, it's never fun, whether you're a player, coach, staff, fan. All it takes is time, I guess.
Here's Kumlin now. He'll fire it into the Wisconsin. Picking it up off the wall was Carpenter, and he teed it up and beat Scarfoni left circle.
Holy
Tyler
cow.
Tyler Carpenter, just his second goal this season for the senior from Palatine, Illinois. And Notre Dame's got the lead. Actually, it was Niko Jovanovic, Carpenter's linemate. Jovanovic, his first career goal from West Vancouver, British Columbia. Not 28, number 20, Jovanovic took the carom off the end boards in and just rifled it past Scarfoni.
It seemed like such an innocent play because he dumped it into the corner, but the angle that it hit in the corner, it came right back out to the slot. And I don't think the Wisconsin defenseman had any idea even where the puck was. And he let a bullet go, and that was top shelf over the glove.
First collegiate goal for Jovanovic. It comes at 4:50 and give Kumlin and Henry Nelson the assists on that play. And so Notre Dame with its first lead of the weekend.
Giving out assists like candy today.
Wow. Two defensemen assisting on Jovanovic's first collegiate goal. So the Badgers down 1-0. Not only has it been a rough stretch for Wisconsin, but all season long, the Badgers have had a hard time putting back-to-back games together. Last night, winning only the third Big Ten game in this building in 11 tries. Badgers have not swept a Big Ten opponent here this season. Notre Dame, which has struggled mightily on the road on Fridays, recently, last 3 Friday nights on the road, Notre Dame had given up 13 goals in the first period in 3 games.
What's interesting to me is that just the pace and the intensity here in the first 5 minutes by comparison to last night.
Yeah.
Last night was almost breakneck pace right out of the chute.
Yep.
And here tonight, it's kind of like, oh, I don't want to make a mistake.
Sure.
Type attitude. And that's hard to change.
Notre Dame just iced the puck. Faceoff coming up to the right of Owen Say. The left-handed catching goaltender wears number 30 down in his crouch, ready to go. Gavin Morrissey will take the draw for Wisconsin. Finley got his stick on it. Instead, it's batted out to center by Ali. Busting between two Badgers. Knubel tried to get a shot off. He got hooked from behind by Palatichuk.
And
Notre Dame's got to get a power play, leading 1-0 early here in the first.
Yeah, it's kind of like putting salt in the wound when you make an offensive defensive mistake like that. You get into a situation where you're down one on what seemed like an innocent goal. And then Logan Hensler almost had to hook that player just because of the fact that it was a golden scoring opportunity.
And actually, Palatichuk was right there, too. They could have taken either. They take Hensler instead for a hooking.
That's who I thought it was originally.
Yeah. And it comes at 5:51. So Notre Dame on a power play last night. The Irish 2-for-7 on the man advantage. They win the faceoff, set up for Janicki in the high slot, poke free. Badgers have it. Morrissey, here's Fitzgerald, fans off left. Christian Fitzgerald peels back now in the left corner, looking out at the point, intended for Palatichuk, broken up by Notre Dame. Knubel on the attack to our right. Left wing shot, that goes off a stick behind the net. Karam's free, and Wisconsin's Palatichuk fighting through the physicality of Knubel. Cannot play the puck cleanly. Both fall down, and now Morrissey goes to help out his teammate and gains some space and then sends it all the way down.
Joe looked a step slow on that play, to be honest with you, because usually his feet are dancing by the time he gets the puck.
Palatichuk injured last Friday in Columbus, an upper body injury prevented him from playing the finale, prevented him from playing last night, but cleared to play here tonight. Lindmark blocks a pass attempt, and it ricocheted back to the Notre Dame zone. Irish after it. 1 minute to go on their power play. Wisconsin's PK, 81% this season, 79% in league play. Again, give up two power play goals last night, but at a shorthander. Here comes Strand with speed around back behind the net, forced that way by freshman Jack Phelan. Good work by Lindmark on the near side wall, poked it past Mastro Domenico all the way down to the Notre Dame zone. He keeps his skates, does Lindmark, stumbles a little bit, and then flying down to take the puck away was Notre Dame's Danny Nelson. And Notre Dame back into the offensive zone. They whip it around to the right corner. Slowed here by Ian Murphy, the right-handed forward, the Princeton transfer. Good work defensively by Anthony Kerr, rubbing off Ali. Puck played off the glass, past the point man, and down. 20 seconds to go on the penalty to Hensler. Badgers try to get back to full strength, down just 1-0.
Yeah, in a minute and 45 seconds, very few legitimate opportunities for Notre Dame.
Yep, Ali from long range, fired one, stick save by Say. Clear attempt by Morrissey, knocked down by Mastro Domenico, who will hustle to the left point, holds the zone right at the line. Badgers get back to full strength. Dexheimer with possession, tried to lift it past one of the Irishmen, unable to do so, but then found Morrissey. He backhands it to center, and the Badgers get the job done on the penalty kill, but trail 1-0. About 8 minutes gone by here in the first period. Weston Knox pressured, but fends off Carpenter and comes ahead with it. Snaps off a pass left wing off the stick of Finley, but he'll chase it down behind the Notre Dame net. Ducks underneath the presence of Hellowell. Mosley looking for it. Kerr pulls it free, low right. Then got poke checked behind the net by the defenseman Jurcev. Anthony Kerr looking for his first goal this season. And a centering pass by Finley, intercepted by Notre Dame, and then Knox stepped up and hammered Carpenter. That'll be a penalty on the Badgers.
That's terrible. That's a terrible call.
Hellowell.
He dumped the puck, and he was the last person to touch it, and Knox just knocked him down.
Interference
terrible.
On Knox, and so Weston Knox will get the gate. So the Badgers last night took far too many penalties and had to be on the penalty kill 7 times, already the second time on the PK. 8:41 into the first period, trailing Notre Dame 1-0.
Well, they may have taken penalties because they were called like that last night. That's one of the things that both teams are playing hard, and it's a good, clean check in the neutral zone. He was the last person to touch the puck. There's no reason for that penalty to be called.
Notre Dame wins the faceoff. Defenseman Paul Fisher with it left point. Right side Janicki. Cross ice pass to the cutting Knubel. Broken up by the Badgers. And Morrissey able to jam it all the way down. Out come Horbach. Fitzgerald will stay. Dexheimer and Thalen on the PK. You know, without Zach Scholes, that's one of your better defensemen on the penalty kill. Out of the lineup with an upper body injury, so we'll see a bit more of Ben Dexheimer on the PK. Pass out to the right point, and Blake Biondi couldn't handle it. Hands it off now to Danny Nelson, the New York Islanders' second-round draft choice. Big left-hander, pretty good speed, good hands. He can put the puck away, too. He's got it left. Wing snaps off his shot, and he missed the net. All the way around the boards to the right point, held in by Biondi. Hands off now to Nelson, half-boards right. Bumps it out to Fisher. The defenseman down right side. Nelson snaps one off, and that's a good stick save made by Scarfoni. Back out to the point. Fisher, Nelson, one-timer, didn't get much on it. Dexheimer right in front of him blocked the shot. Corralled by Janicki. His pass tried to force it through traffic, deflected to the near boards. 50 seconds to go on the power play for Notre Dame. Irish lead 1-0. Shot by Fisher, blocked by Lindmark, and lifted out to center. Halfway through the first, Fisher hit center, ran into Morrissey, tapped the puck back to his teammate Ian Murphy, who's pressured a bit by Morrissey and forced to go back to the defenseman. And now a whistle and a stoppage in play.
Too many men on the ice?
Do they say Wisconsin or Notre Dame had too many men on the ice?
Don't know.
Yeah, bench minor on the Irish for too many men on the ice. I looked across after the whistle blew and there were six Badgers on the ice and only four Notre Dame players on the ice, but they must have scrambled back to the bench awfully quickly, so that will negate the final 35 seconds of the Notre Dame power play, and Wisconsin hopefully will get one of its own here in just a little bit. Time of the penalty, 10:07.
I guess the marble theory.
Yep. Timeout on the ice or no?
Nope.
Looks like we're going to take a television timeout. I know the Big Ten Network would like to. And but because of the penalty, that should not be the case. And we will take a break. Let's take a one-minute break. The Badgers trail Notre Dame 1-0. This weekend series sponsor is Fastenal. Create the power play with Fastenal Solutions. 1 minute timeout. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. Boy, I tell you, you thought that the Weston Knox penalty was tacky. I think Notre Dame's too many men was pretty close, too. But Jeff Jackson, the wily old guy, he gets away with that a lot, especially on home ice in South Bend. They
will
change. They'll be 10 feet away from the bench, and all of a sudden the new forwards or defensemen are coming out. Four on four here for 35 seconds. Badgers have the puck. Pilatichuk left wing pats Fitzgerald. He's defended there by Strand. He'll shoot anyway. Missed it low to the stick side of the goaltender, Say. And now behind the cage, Tyson Dick wrestled down. Played the puck to the corner. Good play by Kerr to steal it. Give and go with Tyson Dick, but the pass to Kerr too hot to handle and out to center ice. Weston Fitzgerald will rag it a bit. Weston Knox can't wait to be released from the penalty box. It will give the Badgers a power play for 85 seconds. Acunas power play for the Badgers, trying to pull even here in the opening period at the Kohl Center. Dexheimer, rink-wide pass, knocked down off one stick. batted to the ice by Danny Nelson. He sends it all the way down on Scarfoni. He'll leave it off for Dexheimer. And wiping out on the forecheck was Carter Slaggart right into the backboards. Badgers with 5-on-3 numbers to our left. Morrissey, high slot, backpedaling, looking, steps in right side, shot. That
look
went off
out.
The goaltender, big rebound out to center. 3-on-1, Notre Dame shorthanded. Here comes the Fighting Irish. Danny Nelson tried to sweep it towards the net. It went off the stick and caromed to the near side, but Notre Dame's got it back at neutral ice. Backpedaling Paul Fisher, just trying to draw Tassie a little bit closer, and then he clears it all the way down. And then Finley mishandles in his own zone. Taken by Janicki. Little one-on-one move with Hensler. Lost an edge. Played it behind the net. There to pick it up was Knubel. Hensler joins him, trying to get the puck away, and knifed it free for Quinn Finley. 25 seconds to go on the Kunis power play. Badgers down 1-0. Finley on the attack. Fires one right off the brain of the goaltender, Owen Say. Boy, that hit him right in the forehead. And now Notre Dame takes the puck and clears.
Oh, I thought you were going to say hit him in the shoulder. Right off the brain. Oh, well.
All right, here's Hensler now. Power play time about to expire. Logan Hensler up to Fitzgerald. Gains the red line. The Notre Dame blue line slowed by contact from Kumlin, who now has the puck in the left corner, and the Badgers officially 0-for-1 on the power play. 1-0 Irish. Niko Jovanovic with his first career goal. Here's a slow-moving shot by Jack Phelan. Got through. Say with a save. Rebound is there. Kukkonen with a backhand that got blocked, and now Hunter Strand has it for Notre Dame. Lost it. Good back pressure by Kukkonen to lift his stick and take it away. Niall Kukkonen, the transfer from Michigan Tech, his 100th career game tonight collegiately. 2 years with the Huskies, now here in Madison, where he used to play in the USHL with the Madison Capitals. Sawyer Scholl on the ice right now. Adam Pietila, Scholl getting physical. He won the puck free. Dexheimer, his shot redirected. Pietila bounced right at the goaltender, and Safe pounces on it and covers after making the stop.
That's exactly what we need a lot more of if you're Bucky Badger. There was too many weak on the stick and down low in the corner. Not enough pressure up above in front of our own goaltender. But Dexheimer gets that shot. We got sticks on it. We got in position for rebounds. Just more aggressive, more assertive in the offensive zone, to say the least.
Owen Mellenbacher comes out now with Dick and Horbach. Dexheimer and Kerr defensively. Mike Hastings is shuffling things up a little bit, trying to find some combinations with the third and fourth lines. Mellenbacher to take the draw. It's loose in the high slot. Dick got his stick on it, but taken by Notre Dame, and they scoop it into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer puts his hip into Biondi. Now gets some assistance from Anthony Kerr. Battle behind the Wisconsin cage. Kerr to his knees. Janicki had the puck. Cut off, though, by Horbach. Able to slide it ahead to Mellenbacher. Now Horbach with it, and here's Dexheimer. Up the near side boards by the scorer's table. He fires it in. Around to the right corner, Mellenbacher paddles it back behind the net. Horbach tied up by the defenseman, Jurcev. Dick, though, frees it for Horbach. And then it squirts free, and here's Ian Murphy now with it. Out to center to Janicki. He needs a change. He'll just tap it into the Wisconsin zone. 1-0 Irish. Shots on goal, 6-5 in favor of the Badgers. But Wisconsin took two early penalties, a couple of questionable calls. Then Notre Dame with too many men on the ice. Neither team able to convert on power plays here so far tonight. Here's Larrigan now. Jack Larrigan off near side to Jovanovic, who whistled one high over the cage. He was open right wing. Jovanovic scored left circle in this period and almost potted one here in the right circle. Tassie in on the forecheck, forcing Say to come out of his net to move it to the far side boards. Notre Dame sent it to center, then knifes it down deep, and Scarfoni will pick it up there for the Badgers with 5:40 to go in the first.
Oh, that is one large boy.
Now here's Wisconsin's Hensler. Headmans to Mosley. Slides a pass left wing. Morrissey tried to split two Irishmen. Failed to do so. Got tackled. Nothing called. Astro Domenico scooped it far side. Foot raised between Hensler and Knubel. Won by the Badgers freshman defenseman. And then Mosley steps around Ali. Left wing pass. Morrissey back to Mosley. He's double teamed. And the pass off his stick taken by Knubel. That's where Morrissey just pulled the trigger, young man. Now a pass backside right. Knubel got a backhander off after deking Scarfoni to the ice, but he pushed it wide. Badgers have the puck in transition. Mosley across the line. Finley sauce back. Mosley knocked it down out of midair, but it caromed to the corner. He's there with Hellowell, and eventually Mastro Domenico takes it away for the Irish. 1-0 Notre Dame, 4:45 left here in the opening period.
That'll be Dexheimer's shift to forget.
And now Ali knocked the stick of Kerr out of his hands while reaching for the puck. Kerr then shoved Ali down to the ice and then wanted to do the same to Strand. Kerr now has retrieved his stick, and here comes Tyson Dick. One-on-one with Henry Nelson. Can't get a shot off on his backhand, but gets to the puck out to the right corner. Hensler tried to one-time it to keep it alive and whiffed. Hunter Strand takes it away. Two-on-two to our right. Good recovery. Pilatichuk, who spins out of control left corner. Strand's got it. Hands off to Kumlin, and a blast by the right-handed defenseman. Stopped by Scarfoni. Pushed ahead to center. Fitzgerald reaches for it. Got twisted around. Late offside. Delayed. Now waved off as Notre Dame has the puck and dumps it down in. Under 4 minutes to go in the period. 1-0 Irish.
Pace has picked up significantly.
Here comes Jack Horbach with speed through center ice. Veers off to his left around Murphy on his backhand. Cutting towards the net. Cut off by Jurcev. Murphy hustles after it. Bats it to the near side. Mellenbacher picks it up for Wisconsin. Tries to carry behind the net, cut off, but cycles for Pietola on his backhand. Now forehand shoved down, got a shot off. It found its way to Horbach in tight. His shot attempt stopped by Say, and he covers.
Good job by Say, to be honest with you, because he never left his position. He covered. Even when Horbach got there, he just had that whole short side covered. But good intensity by that line, and it's a line that's kind of thrown together with Horbach, Pietola, and Mellenbacher.
Yep, Mellenbacher scored last night. So did Pietola, and so did Horbach, his second goal in three games. Face off to the left of Say. Wisconsin's Lindmark knocked down in the circle by Murphy, and Notre Dame with possession. Biondi now, big right-hander. Off to Janicki, backside left, and a blast sliding pad save made by Scarfoni, stoning Ian Murphy from the left circle.
You just can't leave him that alone.
Knocks out there defensively with fellow freshman Jack Thalen. Knox able to jam the puck free. Lindmark tried to poke it out to center. Could not, but got help from Knox, who got the job done and then planted Biondi on his breezers. And now it's Notre Dame back in its own zone. And they'll break out with it. Janicki up the right wing wall. Lindmark in pursuit. Janicki to the corner with the puck. Cut off by Dexheimer. Now Lindmark's got it. And in tight quarters, tried to shovel it off to Kerr. Instead, gave it right back to Janicki, although Dexheimer helped out his teammate. And the Badgers get it out to center with 2:40 to go in the first. Here's Axel Kumlin from Stockholm. 2 years with the Miami Redhawks before transferring to Notre Dame. Now Nelson out